My dear fellow humans, we have been enslaved. We've been indoctrinated and conditioned to follow the status quo and live in accordance to societal expectations that we never agreed to or signed off on, but unconsciously obeyed. This is the matrix we have lived in for far too long. The good news is we are undergoing a massive awakening where we're discovering that we no longer have to play by these rules. We can revoke our consent and opt out. If you feel like you've been activated and want to break free from this matrix and stand in your divine sovereignty, then you've come to the right place, my friend. It's time to unleash your inner rebel, tap into your divine guidance, and rediscover your unstoppable power. This is how we escape the prison of the oppressors and expand our consciousness in the process. Join me on this journey. Let us explore this ascension together. Welcome to Renegade Revolution Radio, liberating humanity one podcast at a time. Let's dive deep, renegades. Hey there, renegades. Welcome back to Renegade Revolution Radio. So I've been getting many requests to do an energetic update. One of the reasons that I didn't do as many this year as I've done previously is because so much is happening. The timelines are jumping so quickly. So what might be true right now for me might be different from what's true for you. Now, is there a collective consciousness? Of course. And is there some similarities around what the collective is going through, especially in terms of what the ascending collective is going through? Absolutely. Yes. But I also am trying to get away from putting things out there that might have an influence on decision making. Like, I don't have a problem having an influence on thought provoking content, right? But I don't want to be like the astrologers that are putting out there what's happening with the cosmos and then people taking that and making it fit into their lives, right? So when I give an energetic update, I'm doing my best to just bring through what is being led by the divine. So that way I'm not putting any of my twists on it so that no one is influenced in a way that is detrimental to their highest and greatest timeline, right? So these are general concepts that we're talking about here. And so definitely, if it's not yours, then just leave it. But if maybe you relate to it and it's helpful, then I'm happy to hear that, right? And that's the whole point of doing some of these energetic updates, is just so that maybe you don't feel so alone or isolated in some of the things that you're going through, because there are some themes that many of us are going through during this time, right? So I'd like to start this one by just tapping into what's the most important energy of this year and actually of going forward, period. This is an important energy of the new paradigm, period. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about higher heart focus. And I like to say higher heart because a lot of people are saying heart-centric or heart-focused, and I'm not saying that's wrong, but just like everything else in this realm, there are so many levels and layers to everything. So to generalize the heart by just saying heart, it does it a grave disservice, right? Because the heart, if you think about it, especially the inverted heart of this 3D realm, think of the expression tugging at your heartstrings, right? What does that mean? It means that someone or something is playing with your emotions, right? Or really tugging at your emotions, right? And if you think of some of the things, the agendas especially, that are going on the 3D level, they all use or manipulate the lower heart energy, which is emotions, right? Feeling, raw feeling, right? And so I feel like it's really important to differentiate between lower heart and higher heart for this reason, because I see that the lower heart is being manipulated by the 3D agendas, right? If you think about what just happened in the last couple of years, right? some of the things that they did was they tugged at the lower heart aspect of humanity. Humanity is so beautiful and we care a lot, despite, you know, some of the things that you see that are like some humans who have gone psychopath, right? Yeah, there is definitely that. And of course, the media and stuff like really perpetuates that. So we feel like that's more prevalent in, you know, this realm than loving and kind humans. But I don't truly believe that to be true. Like, I believe that most humanity is actually very kind, very nice. They want the best for others, right? Even if they might have selfish endeavors because the ego runs the show in 3D, I really tend to feel like there is so much good in most humans, right? And so the Matrix, the 3D Matrix, it knows that. It knows that it can manipulate humans by really tugging at those heartstrings, right? To really play up that emotion card. Even if you think of like ads that you see on TV and stuff like that, they influence people to buy certain things or, you know, participate with certain energy based off of like really heartfelt commercials. And you see, you know, some are tearjerkers, some are working on like happiness emotion, right? Pleasure, things of that nature. So it's very like carnal desires or carnal needs. And so when you think about what happened in the last couple of years, like how did they get all of us to just stay on lockdown when logically many people didn't feel like that was necessary, but how did they get us to do it? Because they tugged at our heartstrings and told us, oh, if you go out, you're going to infect your neighbors, and you don't want to infect your neighbors. You might not have any signs or symptoms, right? But you're, if you go out there and you infect your neighbor and they're elderly or, you know, they have a comorbidity, then you could kill them. And any good human doesn't want to kill anybody else, right? For no reason, and especially not your neighbor. And so that worked, you know, that kind of manipulative energy, it actually worked in getting many of us, myself included, to, for some period of time, stay locked down, right? And this is the same thing with the mask. Most people don't want to cover their breathing holes, right? But when they tricked us and deceived us into thinking like, oh, well, if you're out there and you're breathing and you don't have it covered up, well, you can infect people and hurt people. And most people are like, I don't want to hurt anybody, right? The same goes for jibbity jab, right? We don't say the word here, but you know what I'm talking about. How did they manipulate the masses into getting this thing, right? Into putting, and let's call it what it is. It's a bioweapon, right? A genetically modifying bioweapon. And how did they get the masses to inject something into them when they don't even know what that something they're injecting is? Because they tugged at the heartstrings. By the way, I did speak about this back in the day, but just to remind you, in case, I know a lot of you here are new to the Renegade family, so I do want to point out that there was a lot of research done on the best ways to get or influence people into getting this thing. So when the powers that be, the government and NIH and all of them, were trying to get the masses to take the bioweapon, right? Because I can't say the real word. So bioweapon, hopefully that one's not censored as well. But anyway, when they were trying to do that, what they did is they went and conducted a study with Yale University. And I'll link this in the show notes if I'm allowed to, because that way you can kind of look at what is, this is an example, but they do this on multiple levels regarding multiple different topics. When they want the masses to feed into an agenda, they really research. It's like market research, right? They pull people into university studies through a focus group and they pitch them with different ideas and they see which idea or which messaging really resonates with the focus group, right? And so that is what they did with this bioweapon. It was a Yale University study in conjunction with NIH, right? The National Institute of Health. And that's a government entity, by the way. And so they carried this out to see what bioweapon messaging would really resonate with the focus group, right? And they tried lots of different ones. They tried just a control message that was more like logical, fact-based, right? They tried a personal freedom message, like, hey, you do this and then you're able to go out and about and not affect other people, right? They did economic freedom message where it was like, and you can see this, this is all part of the Yale University study, right? That you can go and look into yourself. And so they did the economic freedom message where it's like, hey, our economy is shut down because of this thing, get the bioweapon and then we'll have the economic freedom, right? There's a self-interest message like, hey, get this thing and then you'll be safe, right? This is safe and effective. You'll be safe. And then there was the community interest message, like you get this thing and you don't have to infect the community, right? Then there was the guilt method, like get this thing and you won't kill grandma, right? I'm sure many of you remember that thing. So there was all these different messages, all these different ways that they were condoning the message of basically get this bioweapon or else, right? And they were using all of these different tactics to see which one resonated and which one was the best to influence the masses into getting this done. Now, remember, this is a study, right? So they brought all these people in and they would give them the messaging and they would see which one was the most influential, right? And based on that, that is the campaign and the propaganda that they came out with, and they got their influencers to spread it. They got the news and the media to spread it. They got celebrities to spread it. And this is how they did that, right? Now, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because this is how the 3D matrix operates, okay? And I'm talking about one topic, but know that they do this with several other topics. And how do they do it? Because they infiltrate our lower heart, okay? Our lower heart, they tug at those heartstrings and they influence us into doing things that we normally wouldn't do if we were using logic and our heart, which is why I say higher heart. Right? Your lower heart operates fully out of emotions. Okay. And that's not a bad thing. There is nothing wrong with that. That's why we can see an ad of a little puppy playing around or babies or something like that. And we just feel, you know, those warm, fuzzy emotions that are beautiful. And that's the cool part about being human, right? There's nothing wrong with that. However, awareness is critical because the 3D, they use that beautiful part of humanity to trick us into doing things that normally we might not do, or we might actually just think twice before doing at least, right? And so they target our lower heart. And this is going to continue because as the 3D matrix is losing its energy, it's going to continue to manipulate our lower heart into doing things so that we, living humanity, provide our energy to the dying system. Okay. It's going to keep using our lower heart in order to get us to do things that we know better than, right? Which is why I'm a huge proponent of moving our energy, especially when we're decision making, to the higher heart. Why? Because the higher heart, although it has the beautiful and the love and the compassion that the lower heart has, it is connected to our logical brain as well. Right? And so what the higher heart will do is it will allow us to use this beautiful union, this marriage between the brain and the heart so that we make the best decisions. And for those of you know that this is also a beautiful merge and marriage between the masculine and the feminine energetic, which is how we operate best. At our highest and greatest timeline, humanity operates best using left and right, masculine and feminine, brain and heart. So we use these two in harmony, and that is how we make the best decisions. That is how we live our best life. That is the best way for us to be in our essence, right? That is the best way for us to become a conduit in this realm, in the 3D. That is the best way for us to become a conduit of our spirit, which is higher dimensional, and allow that spirit to come into this dense dimension, right? The way that we do that is this harmony between the masculine and the feminine energetic principles, which is in all of us, okay? I always like to say that because sometimes people are like, well, I'm a woman or I'm a man, you know? And it's like, woman or man, it doesn't matter. The masculine and the feminine energetic principles, these are gender principles, and these principles are in each human, and it does not matter biologically what you are, how you identify, it does not matter. Each of us all has the masculine and the feminine energetic principles within us. Now, the old paradigm in 3D has really suppressed the feminine, or inverted it is a better way to say it. And it has really emphasized the masculine. However, it's also inverted the masculine. So we have been operating for many, 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 many years on inverted gender principles. And so right now is the time during this awakening and this ascension for both the masculine and the feminine to be resurrected back to their organic template. That is why right now, if you see on the 3D level, there is a whole attack on gender and morphing gender and, you know, trying to do away with gender, making everything androgynous. You know, there's this whole agenda to do that. And it really has nothing to do with what people are going through or being more inclusive. It is an agenda. It's a trick. There's a frequency that is being emitted that is really fucking with people's gender ideologies, right? And I'm seeing that it's targeted towards the youth and really affecting the youth. And it's because right now during this ascension and this awakening, we are resurrecting the organic state of our gender principles, which is so beautiful because that's how humanity is designed, divinely designed to operate, with both of our gender principles resurrected to their organic state, right? And so of course, the Matrix knows everything before we humans know it. The Matrix is very, like I mentioned before, if you haven't listened to the Who Is They, like Who Is Team Darkseid, I highly recommend it because you'll know who the Matrix agents are, who's operating the Matrix. And at the very top level of the energy that's operating the Matrix is a higher dimensional entity that is controlling it. And as you go up dimensions, it's easier to see how things are playing out here. So that energetic principle knows what's coming as far as the ascension and the awakening is concerned. That energy knows exactly what's coming. So it does counter attacks before the ascension energies come down to this realm. I hope that makes sense. It's a complex concept, but that is how the Matrix has infiltrated every level of awakening, right? The feminist movement has been infiltrated. The woke movement has been infiltrated. The harmony between masculine and feminine principles has been infiltrated. The New Age spiritual awakening community has been infiltrated, right? Everything that is part of the new paradigm that we are birthing, as far as the movements are concerned, it's become infiltrated. And that is why many of us are feeling a call to create or speak out about what we're going through, because when it's decentralized, it's harder to manipulate and infiltrate, right? And so I think that's why many of us hear this calling deep within us to, like, I need to speak more about what's happening, about ascension, about awakening, about the new paradigm that we're creating, right? And that's why, just so you know, I have a community coming very soon. On the technical side, your girl is not that adept, right? I will be very honest with you. One of my weaknesses is the technical aspect of things. And I do have a great team working on it, but they need feedback from me, which I've been slow to do, but I promise to get better at it. But I have the Creatrix Collective coming very soon. And this is going to be a community for those of us going through this ascension and this awakening who are birthing the new paradigm. And so I can't wait to share that community with you, because I feel like many of us have different puzzle pieces to the same beautiful puzzle that I can't wait for us to build as a human race, right? I don't know if it'll happen in my lifetime, but it's already starting. So that's all, you know, that's exciting just to be on this journey, right? But back to what I'm saying is that is why I feel like many of us have a calling to create, to speak out, to stand in our truth, to break free from the old paradigm. It's because if so many of us are doing it, it becomes decentralized, right? As opposed to in the past where you had like these gurus and these experts and these leaders that were leading the movement. And so if movements are in the hands of a select few, that select few can be infiltrated. And that's not to say they're bad people, but that's to say this realm is very tempting. It's very tempting. And if ego hasn't been put in place, if your inner children haven't been loved and supported and healed, and that's why I always talk about healing, because anything that we haven't healed is a shadow aspect of ourself. And that dark energetic team dark side works so well in the shadows. And so humans that are operating predominantly out of shadow, they're much easier to infiltrate. So that's why the select few that have been running these movements have been infiltrated, because they have the shadow that has not been healed yet, right? And any of us are really susceptible to this, right? So I'm not putting them on a different level than us. I mean, this really could happen to anyone. But that's why what's happening now, where many of us are having the calling, is so beautiful, because it's moving from a centralized model to a decentralized model, which is harder for Team Dark Side to infiltrate because there's not one leader leading it, right? That's why I always say, I'm not your guru, I'm not your leader. I'm just me going through my experience, sharing my experience with you. And I'm happy to hear about you going through your experience, sharing it with me. And then we can see what's similar, but it's also not one person leading the show, right? Which is beautiful. So I'm sharing this because it's important for us to have awareness of what's happening, especially as when you have awareness, you're able to see, oh, I see this. They're trying to target my heartstrings. Let me move my energy and my focus and my awareness to my higher heart so that my heart can work with my brain and I can think for myself. That's the dangers of operating from lower heart only, is that when they use messaging or targeted propaganda, if we're not using our brain, we are susceptible to falling into groupthink, right? And groupthink is what the Matrix is really pushing right now. Like, if you don't think like we think, you are outcasted, you are canceled, you are not a good person, you are, you know, all the terms that they say right now, you are racist, you're a white supremacist, you're not into inclusivity. Right now, there is this huge attack on the individual. Like, you're not allowed to think the things you think. You're definitely not allowed to say the things you want to say because there's this fear of getting canceled or of the mob coming at you, right? Like, you have to think in the same way that everyone else thinks. Otherwise, the woke movement is coming at you, right? The problem with operating solely out of the lower heart is that you become more susceptible to that mob culture, to that mob thing, to that group thing, to that mob mentality, right? You become susceptible to it because if you're only operating out of base emotions without any kind of logical thinking, without any kind of transcendental emotional, beyond just the carnal pleasures, the carnal emotions that are very raw, that are very unstable, right? That's why they're so open to manipulation, because they're so unstable. When you move that energy into higher heart still feels love and it still feels emotion, but it's a very stable emotion, right? It's like you feel excitement, but it's a stable excitement. And I know that might not make sense if you've never experienced it, but I always think of the example of love, and many of you might understand this as well, is that, like, remember when you're young and you fall in love and it's just so raw and so passionate and just so volatile, right? It's chaotic, it's crazy, or it's just so passionate, right? But there's not that level of wisdom that comes with it. And it also doesn't just happen when you're young. I mean, a lot of us who maybe didn't have exactly the most ideal upbringing, we might feel the same way when we get in relationships, is that we want that raw, that passionate, that, you know, that very excitable, right? Excitable love. And that's a toxic dynamic because of maybe the love that we were given as children, right? And so then when we get into a relationship with someone who does love us, but perhaps they love us on a very, it's a stable love, it's a consistent love. And sometimes those of us that are still in trauma, we equate that to like being boring, or that there's a lack of love just because of how stable and consistent that love is, right? And so then we might create drama in that relationship just to get it a little bit more chaotic, because chaos is our baseline, right? That toxic love is our baseline, that excitable love, that unstable love, that's our baseline. And so we try to create the chaos, create that disorder, create that excitability, whether that's by drama or whether that's by maybe even leaving that relationship and getting into another one that might be more toxic, but just because that's our baseline and that feels comfortable to us, right? And then when we get older and we heal maybe some of our trauma, and then we get in another relationship from a healed place, then we realize, oh, okay, real love, healed love, is actually extremely consistent. It's actually extremely stable. It's not volatile at all. There's a lot less chaos, right? Most of the love songs we hear nowadays are very much geared towards that toxic love. And that's what we see a lot more of, unfortunately, in the 3D that's been playing out. So, you know, when we get into that, into a healthy love, it might feel boring, because of what we've become accustomed to on this 3D matrix, right? And so this example is perfectly in alignment with what I'm saying between lower heart and higher heart. The lower heart is the emotions, is the love, is the passion, is the excitement, but it's an unstable one, right? It is very open to manipulation just because of how unstable and volatile it is. And so when we move our emotion, our level of awareness, right, from lower heart into higher heart, we still have the capability of feeling love and feeling passion and feeling excitement, right? But it's very stable. It comes with a level of mastery. And when you reach that level, it's very hard for things external to us, so things of the 3D matrix, to infiltrate that heart space, right? To influence that heart space. Because really the higher heart, the emotions felt from the higher heart are internal, which is why if you've ever heard anyone say, like, before you can get in a healthy relationship with someone else, you have to be in a healthy relationship with yourself. Why is that? Because lower heart says you need to get love external, and higher heart knows that love is actually internal first, right? Not to say you can't get it external, but to say that whether you get it external or not, it doesn't matter because you have it internally, you see? So this is part of what's happening with ascension and awakening, is that we are moving our level of awareness from lower heart to higher heart. I feel like within the next 50 years, we'll see that there might be very, very little people who are basing out of lower heart at all, because I think that's what's happening to us collectively and to the planet herself as well, because what's happening, you know, on the micro is also happening on the macro, right? And so I think there's this balancing that's happening where we are moving our consciousness to an elevated state of heart-centered living, right? So I had many, many more things I wanted to talk about with this energetic update, but I really feel like I need to leave it here to give you some time to process this information and just see, perhaps if you are interested in doing some self-reflection over this, you can have some awareness or bring some awareness towards how you're currently operating this ascension energy. Are you operating from the lower heart where you are seeing things play out in the 3D and it's really tugging at your heartstrings? It's really having an impact on you. It's influencing your mood and changing how you feel based off of what you're seeing in the external world. One of the things I tell some of the ladies that I mentor is that you have sovereignty over your experience on this realm. And so sometimes for me, one of the things that really helped me to move from lower heart to higher heart is that when I notice things tugging at my heartstrings, let me give you a very practical example of this, right? My emotions have been pretty stable my whole life, mostly because I had a lot of trauma when I was a kid, so I internalized my emotions. That's not a good thing, but I've healed from that, or I am healing from that. But I wasn't someone who got excitable very quickly. One thing that did really tug at my heartstrings and really change my state was movies. If I was watching a movie and the movie had like a real emotional thing that happened, usually it had to do with like children getting hurt or, you know, someone mistreating a child or something like that, it would make me tear up and sometimes I would even cry, you know? It really did pull at my heartstrings. So as I've been going through this ascension and this awakening, I've decided I want sovereignty over my emotions, right? And so I knew that part of that meant I should be able to watch any movie I want and I don't want to cry over a movie, okay? Because first of all, you know, listen to my energy harvesting episode to understand this on a macro level, but really I feel movies and a lot of entertainment is based on harvesting our energy here in this 3D realm. And part of my sovereignty journey has led me to see this for what it is. And so I have reclaimed my power from things like that. And so part of that process meant that I had to train myself and my brain to not allow those kinds of things, movies, to infiltrate my energetic space, right? And so that is part of moving the energy from lower heart to higher heart. And so one of the things that I would use, it was a mantra and it was very simple. And this was a mantra that was shared with me by one of my mentors, Lisa Renee, who remains offline and off grid. But she has a saying and it's hers is God sovereign free. She says, I am God, I am sovereign, I am free. And I've changed mine to being, I am of God, I am sovereign, I am free. And so I use this mantra all the time, all the time. I use it when I see something on TV where I can sense that it is trying to infiltrate my energy, right? I'll say, I am of God, I'm sovereign, I am free. Or if I feel any kind of dark energetic presence, like sometimes I'll see this, like when I go to a hotel room and the hotel rooms trap a lot of consciousness in it, you know? So I'll say, I am of God, I'm sovereign, I am free. And I'll clear the space, you know, clear it with my energy through divine authority. I have the right to master my space. And so I'll do that, right? And so this simple mantra, and I'm not saying you have to use the same mantra, but I'm just saying that one of the awesome parts about what we're going through is that we are all building a level of sovereignty. We are all building our self-mastery. We are all liberating ourselves from the constructs of this matrix that are harvesting our energy. Because those of us on this path, if you're listening to a show like this, you are reclaiming your power. You are reclaiming your sovereignty. And as such, you will be shown all the ways you're leaking out your energy. This is organic. You don't have to force it. But if you do want to accelerate it, you can put some more focus and attention towards it, which is why I highly recommend just a self-reflective exercise of seeing if this is calling to you, if this resonates with you. I highly recommend a self-reflective exercise. Let it be known. You can simply set an intention or a command. Any ways that I am leaking my energy through divine authority, I command for it to be revealed. It can be something simple. You can make up your own, right? But basically, you are requesting that any ways that your energy is being depleted, that you be shown this way. Now, disclaimer here. Disclaimer here. Be prepared because when you set this intention and it becomes a daily intention and every single day you are spending some time saying, okay, I command for all the ways that I'm draining my energy to be shown, you might be shown some things you don't like. You might be shown that the way you're draining your energy is your family. You might be shown that it is a TV show. You might be shown that it's your spouse. You might be shown that it's your employees if you're a business owner. You might be shown that it's your pet. But pets are so great that mostly they give you your energy back. But either way, I mean, you're going to be shown some things. And so just a fair warning, be prepared to see that. And that doesn't mean you got to get rid of your pets or your kids or your husband. It just means that, you know, then you have a level of awareness towards it. And then you can decide what actions make sense for you to maybe put some better boundaries in place so that your energy isn't leaked into these things, right? And the topic that brought me here is sometimes you will find that perhaps it's a TV show that you're watching or a Netflix series or a movie or the ads during something that you watch, right? Or a social media person that you're following, right? So it could be so many different things and you'll start to be shown these things. And so then you can reclaim your sovereignty and reclaim your power by either eliminating those things or by consciously consuming those things, right? Setting a parameter around yourself, making a mantra like, I am of God, I am sovereign, I am free. Something like that where you are setting a boundary so that your energy is yours and the energy of whatever it is that you're watching or consuming is its own, right? Mine is mine, yours is yours, and there's a boundary in place. No energetic cords, no entanglement, no enmeshment, no energetic drainage, right? So I am going to end this show here. So that way, if you want to take this further and you want to spend some time reflecting and processing some of the things we talked about on the show, you're able to. Do I have more for this energetic update? I absolutely do. But I think that's enough for now. And I will come back at you with the remainder of this. And so, as always, let's continue having these conversations that help elevate the intelligent consciousness on this planet. And until next time, rest, recover, and recharge, renegades. Hey, Renegade, thanks for listening. If you like what you're hearing here on Renegade Radio, do me a favor and help me get the word out to our fellow renegades searching for community. I'd greatly appreciate you dropping me a 5-star review. Then share your favorite episode on social and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Let's get this renegade revolution started and help liberate humanity one podcast at a time.